Mushrooms. Mushrooms come in a phenomenal variety. The fairy tale fly agarics are red with white spots and a perfect toadstool shape. Some of the chanterelles are rich yellow and trumpet shaped. Little sulfur tufts grow from fallen logs like sci-fi cities, crowded clusters of yellow perfection. Many mushrooms are pure snowy white, and some are totally black. Striking lilac fiber caps are an eerie purple colour, announcing their poisonous nature. There's a mushroom called Clavaria zollengeri, which wears a weird shade of electric fuchsia pink. Little scarlet elf cups are tiny little bright red cup-shaped things, easy to imagine as the little goblet of a fairy tale elf. There are parasols and pinwheels, amethyst deceivers, and milky bonnets, liberty caps, and giant puffballs. Some fungi could easily be mistaken for a clump of coral from a tropical sea. We have about 2,500 different species of mushroom in Ireland, many more if we were counting all the little fungal growths. So much variety and weirdness. Ancient writers and philosophers were perplexed by mushrooms, these things without flowers and seeds and seemingly without roots. Some suggested that mushrooms were an alliance of earth and sky, formed when lightning and rain combined. We now know that mushrooms are part of an enormous group of living organisms that are utterly distinct in their ways, a kingdom all of their own. There is the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and the kingdom of fungi. Also part of this kingdom are the molds and mildews and yeasts. Fungi don't have any chlorophyll, and so are unable to manufacture their own food by photosynthesis like plants do. Instead, they must get their nutrition from other sources, as do we in the animal kingdom. Mushrooms generally have a network of microscopically thin filaments which spread through dead leaves and soil, through old wood, or whatever the preferred substrate for that particular species. When it's time to reproduce, a tiny filament emerges to the surface, grows bigger and bigger, and then takes on the shape of a mushroom. So a mushroom is not an organism in its own right, as is a tree or a worm or your Uncle Joe. It's not an individual being. It's just one organ of a much larger organism, like an apple on a tree. These fruiting bodies, the mushrooms, are there exclusively to disperse the spores, the fungal equivalent of a seed. Plants release their seeds in a baffling variety of ways, and the same is true of the kingdom of fungi. And just as a plant generally produces way more seeds than it needs, think of an oak tree laden with acorns, mushrooms too produce an enormous quantity of spores. An ordinary little field mushroom, just a few centimetres tall, releases about 100 million spores per hour, streaming out from their perfect lattice of gills. One simple little field mushroom produces and releases about 16,000 million spores. A giant puffball, the wonderful ball of white which puffs out clouds of brown spores into the air when trodden on, produces about 7 billion spores. Hypothetically speaking, if each and every one of those spores were to become a puffball themselves, and each one of these were to successfully reproduce, then the volume of puffball mushrooms produced by just one parent puffball would be as big as 800 planet Earths. Just as some plants are edible and some are not, some mushrooms are edible and some are not. In Great Britain and Ireland, there are about 20 species of mushroom that are considered common edible species. But we don't have much of a tradition of mushroom foraging in Ireland, at least not compared to the eager continental foragers or the ancient traditions in Japan of seasonal mushroom excursions. Most of us are fond of eating mushrooms, at least the edible, tasty species. But their worth goes way beyond our taste buds. The most amazing thing about fungi is that we probably wouldn't survive at all without them. Not only do they help break down fallen leaves each year and sustain the fertility and health of all the world's forests, but virtually all plants, including trees, have mycorrhizal relationships with fungi which enable them to thrive. The entire world of plants is totally dependent on fungi, and we in turn are totally dependent on the world of plants. The world of fungi is truly weird and very wonderful, and the diversity is baffling. There is as much difference between different species of fungi as there is between a fly and a zebra, or an oak tree and a blade of grass. Thank goodness for the magnificent kingdom of fungi.